He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and you're not, but welcome to the Big Shoe, S-H-O-E. Okay, I know a show. A show on the West Side on Giant 90.9, the best high school in the whole world. I'm just going to push the magic button on that one there. Woo! Champions. School of Champions. That's going to be our new subtitle, School of Champions. But you can't call in. Our phone line here is 244 WBDG is 244-9234, but I got a guest on the line, so you can't call in. But sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, and day is one day you cannot. But you can listen to the Big Show. We got some awesome information coming down from in the realm of education and sports and all that good stuff, because this is Giant 90.9, and we are student produced. And my student producer is, good morning, Max.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, Max, also I got Mr. John Easter on the phone today.
Before
you get to my guest, before we get to the big board, you know, my
because we got a big guest today.
I got a major guest. Oh, I got a major.
This is a big one. And you haven't been following on social media.
Oh yeah, big. You know, my show always is about, I talk about things that involve students,
mm-hmm.
Max. Things that involve the teachers,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Easter. Things that involve the parents and mamas and pops and grandpas and like me. And then I got the commissioner. Then we're gonna talk about that
right.
That last word I say, the commissioner. We're gonna talk about that. But we got all the bases covered.
It's kind of like we've got the real live bat phone this morning, because
we got
the commissioner is on the line.
Man, he's on the line. He's listening.
So that means we're Batman.
We are all three of us. Not Rob, though.
I don't know how we.
He's Robin.
We're so honored. I can't wait, but I gotta wait. Max, good morning.
Good morning.
Weekend's coming up. It's raining now. What you got going on?
Just gonna still be doing a lot of housework, just because
spring cleaning.
Yeah, spring cleaning, getting ready for the open house, which is gonna be soon, and then because we're gonna be opening it up to a lot of people, so we gotta make the house look nice.
Oh,
so,
manual labor?
Yeah, replacing a couple things.
Oh, you're cutting grass now? You can come cut mine.
See, we've talked about, I'm supposed to say yes now, finally, because it was brought up after the last episode. My parents were like, why didn't you say yes?
Yes, they're awesome parents, Max. I love your family, man.
An important question. When I host the last show of the year, does that mean I can ask you to finish my manual labor?
Yes, you can ask anything you want.
There's your spoiler alert.
You can ask and he can say no.
Mr. Easter got the last part of that. Well, we know, Max, we know you're going to be busy. We know we're busy at high school, but our students are busy. We got a thing we call the...
Well, the Ben Davis Dance Marathon to benefit Riley will be April 29th from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Ben Davis 9th Grade Center. And speaking of dancing, let's talk about prom now. Ben Davis prom will be tomorrow, Saturday, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Children's Museum in Indianapolis. Ticket sales end today at lunch.
And then following that is post-prom, which is over at Western Bowl from 10:30 to 1 a.m., sponsored by the Touchdown Club and the BD Dads. So that's coming up there.
Wow. All right, so post-prom is always fun. The WBDG 57 Marathon, speaking of fun, will be May 5th and 6th. We have prize giveaways, guests, great radio music, and for 40 hours and more. So call 317-988-7122. That's 317-988-7122 to donate. Our social medias are at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. You can hear all of our podcasts on audioboom.com. We got some baseball on the air soon. May 3rd, we're going to have Warren Central at Ben Davis. 5:30 p.m. is when we're going to start that baseball game for some MIC conference action. I know Commissioner Knighting, always an important part of high school sports. And then finally, School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
That's the big board, and I've got to go do something. This is crazy. I'm going to bring my commissioner on right now. I'm going to go do this. John's going to pitch hit for a second. Good morning, Mr. Commissioner. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great.
This is the commissioner, the commissioner. This is the commissioner. I got to give it the commissioner of the IHSAA. Is it a one back here? Yeah. Oh, man, push the magic button. I got to do something real quick. Commissioner, I'm going to tell you about when I get back. Mr. Easter, take over.
All right. So, good morning, Commissioner.
Well, good morning. It's a great morning to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, this is Paul Neidig, the commissioner of the IHSAA, and we are thrilled to have you here on the program. Emerson got an urgent notice. If you don't know, Ben Davis is going through some construction, as we have been, so he's having to go take care of something right now, so I'm sure he'll explain that when he comes back. So we apologize for that, but how are you this rainy Friday morning?
You know, doing great. Actually spent yesterday, going to spend the rest of the day with my colleagues from around the country, just learning about what's going on in their states, and just having a lot of different topics we talk about, and it's all about making sure that we can protect this thing we call high school sports, education-based athletics, and it's been a good yesterday. It's going to be a great day today.
Now, Commissioner Neidig, we see you out and about across the state as you get around to a variety of sports. A lot of times here in Indiana, football and basketball get the attention, but obviously there are tons of other sports and emerging sports and new sports that are coming online with the IHSAA. So when you talk about getting together with your colleagues and the other state organizations, how does it, I mean, obviously the IHSAA has to be considered a leader in what it does here in the state of Indiana. But what is that like when you get together with all your colleagues from around the nation?
Well, it's really a bunch of people, a bunch of men and women that come from all backgrounds that we all can learn. And you know, the biggest thing it does for me when I'm with those folks is I know what Indiana looks like. I know what the sports look like. I know what our schools look like and the struggles that we have, but also the things that we get to celebrate. And I get to hear what the perspective of sport is from other states. And I think that's the biggest thing that I do take away. And, you know, the thing that I'm always thrilled with, and maybe it's a little self-serving here, but I walk away from these things always sitting back saying, boy, it's good to be in Indiana. Because, you know, some of the challenges that other states face just aren't here. They're struggling to get attendance, people to come to events, that's not what it looks like here in Indiana. People still support their local high schools, and that's what I mean when I'm just blessed to do what I do in this great state.
Yeah, Commissioner Paul Neidig joining us from the Indiana High School Athletic Association, and again, we appreciate you coming on with us here this morning. So you were a high school athlete yourself. I know earlier this year, I think it was on social media, the IHSAA sent out some pictures. Maybe it's around the Hall of Fame time, but we know that that you were a high school athlete. So what was that experience like for you?
Well, you know, for me, I talk about two experiences. One is the experience that I remember as a player. And, you know, that's being with your teammates and winning some games and learning some lessons along the way. But as I you know, I'll be 60 years old here pretty soon. And as I step away from that further, the lessons that I learned under Herb McPherson and what he gave me when I was a high school student that I didn't necessarily know what he was giving me, but that sacrifice, being true to a teammate, working hard, doing things that you're not in your own belief structure, you're not capable of, accountability, all of those things that I learned from Coach along the way have just, those lessons have gotten louder as I've walked through life. And I tell people often, Paul Neidig, as a small town kid in Southern Indiana, doesn't sit in this seat today without Coach McPherson and my high school sport experience. And that's how formative it was for me. And I think there are just so many people out there, whether it's doctors or lawyers or teachers or coaches or radio hosts, that have achieved great things based upon the lessons that they learned in high school.
Commissioner Paul Neidig of the IHSA joining us here on School Talk this morning with Emerson. Now, I know, Max, you were and are, I suppose, a high school athlete. I played sports in high school. I was a golfer. I was a member of the only state championship golf team from Ben Davis High School. I'll brag on myself a little bit. I was not one of the five that played at state, but I think you really hit on something there. I think that your lessons do, you carry that with you from high school sports, don't you think, Max?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things you hear, even employers talk about it all the time, is just working with people, working with your teammates. That is a skill that you can take into the next field, and that's one of the biggest things. And then you just get so many relationships with your teammates that you can still hold with you till today. So that's why high school sports is one of the best things in the state of Indiana. And we also have some great venues. We get state championships in, too, which is always fun.
I can still hear Coach Despres. He was my high school golf coach. He was had this deep Rhode Island accent. I can still hear him, you know. Hey, John. You know, he was that's who he was. Emerson's back. Emerson?
Hey, Commissioner, I got a question for you.
I got you.
Okay. Do you ever been an official of a game, been the referee?
Well, I did some youth stuff years ago as a high school kid, but I tell you, I wasn't very good at it.
Well, then you probably understand my pain right now. So when an athlete commits a foul, he's got to do something. Either sit out the game or, well, I committed a foul this morning. I had my car parked in a construction zone. and they threw the flag or blew the whistle.
Well, the good news is I think it was a minor penalty because you came back.
Yeah,
I will say in 20 years of the show, that's the first time we've ever had
that.
Because if you don't know how it works in our studio, we have our students. In fact, I do think you've been on our program once before, but yes, it was during the pandemic. So that was a different time. But we have students who are out in our middle area here listening to the show. And one of them wrote on our dry erase board, Emerson needs to move his car. The construction workers are mad. So I don't know what it was. We need to take a picture of that one. That was the first in 20 years.
Yeah, that's the first time. And then the guy tells you, he said, wait, Commission. He said, there's a big old truck coming through, and it might take out your car.
Well, at least he was looking out for you.
So he was looking out for me, so I appreciate that. And you're right. I had the chance to come back, so I didn't get thrown out of the arena. but Commissioner, you have an awesome job, man. I mean, you're the commissioner, man. I mean, of one of the greatest, in one of the greatest states in the nation. And when it comes to athletics, and it comes from the students for academia. And I don't know if the guy has asked you, but how does that feel, man?
Well, you know, I two things. One, I'm just glad they haven't figured out where I'm from yet, first of all. So, the way I look at it, it's just a job, and I'm still just Paul like I always have been. And, you know, while I'm blessed to do what I get to do, but my hands and my people and my staff, and that goes to athletic directors throughout the state and officials and coaches and spectators. This association is not mine. Mm-hmm. It's ours. And that's why we go with "This is your IHSA," because it is. And this is just a moment of time that I get to put my spin on it. And you know, the I feel really good about what we do, and I can walk home at the end of the day and say all the decisions we made were focused on the last kid who makes the team, that kid that was on the end of the bench that just needs that experience. Right. And so, yeah, I mean, I do feel really good about what we get to do and blessed to get to do what we do because, as I've told, as I said a little earlier, with this lesson, this opportunity to learn in these 4 years of high school, that you can't get it back. You only get to go through it one time. Mm-hmm. And those things are so important as you set up the path that you're going to walk the rest of your life.
You hit the ball out of the ballpark with the – I know I'm going to do a lot of sports analogies today, but you definitely did. My hometown is Terre Haute, Indiana. And I went to the last year of Wiley High School. I went through a 1 year at Gerstmeyer Tech High School. I went to summer school at State Laboratory, which was on the ISU campus at that time. And I went to the very first year of North Vigo High School before I quit and without my high school diploma, and I joined the Marine Corps. And it was in the Marines where I finally got some sense knocked into me. I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. High school diploma is so huge. Walking across that stage is so huge. And it's not a question here. It's more of a, I keep trying to tell young folks their power walking across the stage, getting a high school diploma. It's just so, but no question there. It was just so huge.
It is. There should never be a stopping point in education, but it is that first degree that you really receive in life that does have an opportunity to step off for a minute and say that you've earned your high school diploma, your first degree in life.
Yeah,
it's that important. And sometimes we have to help youth gain a little perspective, and time gains perspective. And I have a lot of kids that at Evansville Central High School that didn't quite make it through the way I wanted to make it through, but then to follow their story through the next phase of life, many of those kids have followed through, got that degree, and have gone on and done great things. And a little more age, a little few years, a little more perspective and lessons learned to allow those students to step back in and get that high school diploma.
Can you give us a little taste of what does it mean to be the commissioner? What's the day in the life of the commissioner of ISSA? What does that look like for you and during the day?
Well, I think one thing people have to remember, you know, the association is still a business. We're running a not-for-profit there, and that we don't have any tax dollars from the state of Indiana to support this business that we do. And so a lot of what I do, especially, is business-related stuff, just like any other business. I mean, I have a budget that we have to meet, and we have a building that we have to take care of, and I have employees that deserve a great place to work. There's a big part of my day just deals with those types of things. And then I spend a lot of time about, you know, kind of dreaming, thinking, really trying to imagine what this association needs to look like for the next 100 years.
Wow.
But it is always couched with the fact that we have to remain diligent about keeping athletics subservient to education. And so we're building policy around that and programming. And so that's, you know, those are just things that we have. And then we have the side of the business that can be challenging for us. And you know, we've seen what the NCAA looks like now with the transfer portal, and there are some people that think that's what high school ought to look like. I absolutely do not believe that's what high school should look like. So we deal with transfers and rules and bylaws, and they're not ever designed to be punitive, but they're designed to maintain fair play and protect displacement of student athletes that I think should be part of the team and not displaced by an athletic motivated transfer if somebody comes in.
That makes sense. Mr. Easter?
Commissioner, you kind of mentioned this earlier and then you kind of expanded on it there. But the IHSAA is, like you said, it's a business, nonprofit, but in a lot of ways, you're counting on many, many others to carry forth the business of the IHSAA. So, for example, when you have a sectional basketball tournament, you're counting on athletic directors to run that tournament for you in the name of the IHSAA. And of course, you know, having been involved as a public address announcer, you send out the directives, and then it's up to the athletic directors to enforce those, or the principals, the school principals, probably more appropriately there, to enforce those directives that the IHSAA sends out because they're members of the association. But what do you think is the biggest misconception that people have about the IHSAA?
You know, if somebody told me years ago that the IHSAA is nothing but a bunch of old men in stuffed white shirts making bad decisions for kids, you know. And you know, and what I would tell people, that is just not it. You know, anytime we have to make a decision, it's so much thought and research and time goes into it. And we do not want to be a punitive organization. We want to be and hopefully we can still continue to be a supportive organization. But unfortunately, some people tend to step out of bounds. And it really comes from people who have given the reins to something along the way that just, they're not teachers first. And then we struggle with some of those things, and we've got to make sure that we maintain a fair and balanced society, because, you know, Ben Davis is a wonderful school with wonderful people there. I mean, I love your coaches, and your Heather McGowan does a phenomenal job as the athletic director there, and Dr. Butts is an awesome superintendent. But, you know, what Ben Davis looks like is different than what Shackamack High School looks like, and what Shoals looks like, or North Posey, you know. And so we have to build a system that respects the things that Ben Davis needs along the way, but it also respects Shackamack School, that small rural school. And I always say we have to be able to protect health. And the hope is when kids are done with the season, they go back in the gym with their coach, they get in the weight room, they get stronger, and they start dreaming about what they're going to be next year and how much better they're going to be and how they're going to improve. And so without a system like ours, I think those dreams begin to distinguish. They begin to go out a little at a time. And that's, you know, I think that, you know, I kind of roundabout in a way your question, but I do think the biggest misconception is our rules are just meant to punish people, and that's not it. They're there to protect experiences for all kids.
Shackamack? Do you really?
Shackamack.
I know
right.
That. I know that name. Shackamack State
yeah.
Park.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. You should brought back some memories.
And, you know, and right down the road there, we got the Shoals Jug Rocks.
Yeah.
You know, we got... You know, we got some phenomenal schools, 407 of them in this state, that are members of our association.
Man,
that brings up another question, though. When you talk about the mileage you put on a car, let's say, what kind of miles do you and the assistant commissioners put on cars going all over the state?
Well, we wear cars out pretty fast. So, you know, I can tell you right before COVID, I was running about 60,000 miles a year.
Wow.
Going out to different events. And I know all of our staff goes a lot. But, you know, Assistant Commissioner Robert Falcons, I think I almost have to buy him a car once a year because he's from he can be in Evansville, Indiana at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning and end up in South Bend at 6 o'clock that evening. I mean, that's just the kind of travel Robert does around the state, and everybody does. But it's just, you know, we want to get out there. We want to get out there. We want to see what's going on within our schools, and mm-hmm. we want to shake hands and meet people and thank officials. The big part of one of the reasons we go out, and we just want to thank officials for doing what they do.
You got a tough job. 120 years this organization has been kicked. 1903.
That's right.
Education, athletics, but health of our young people is huge part of what you guys do, making sure our young people stay healthy as they play this sport. Because you've seen the reports of the past history. You've seen athletes. I mean, I think one time it was a Maryland player that collapsed on the field way back in the day in college. Can't think of his name right now.
Yeah.
How do you manage that? How do you monitor that? How do you work with your counterparts or with your subordinates or with anybody to make sure that our young people still their health? Because they want to play anyway, but you make sure their health is top of the list.
Well, you know, I think, and here, a perfect, Robert Falkins, and I think most people, Robert's an ex-Ben Davis teacher, and Robert runs our sports medicine advisory department. So we have a group of athletic trainers and physicians and that meet with Robert pretty regularly, and we consider that whole committee is focused nothing more than the health and safety of student athletes. And that's where our rule proposals come from about how many practices you need to acclimate before you can start your season. If you've been out for injury, what kind of acclimation period does that look like after you've been out for so many days? So, you know, health and safety is paramount, you know, and we constantly learn from that. Our coaches have to go through education when it comes to sudden cardiac arrest or heat exhaustion. You know, with football, it's proper tackling techniques. So we really want to focus on keeping student athletes healthy, and it is a big part of what we do. Robert, right now today, is sitting in a seminar on concussions and learning as much as he can. Just again to see if we need to adjust our rules that would better would keep students safer.
I don't think people understand that. I don't think, like you said earlier, I don't think people really understand what the ISHAA does. I don't think they get it now. Looking at your website, looking at all the things that are, I really don't think people get it. That's just me talking now. I don't think they get it.
No, I think there are some people that it's like the old fan when I was an athletic director. He would only see me at Friday night football games, mm-hmm. and he came up to me one day and he said, "Hey, I'd like to be an athletic director. How do I get to do that?" You know, it goes well. You know, well, I'll see you at 6:30 Monday morning, and we're gonna do bus duty. And then we're going to do lunch duty. And in between that, we're going to hire some officials and schedule some buses and go to games and cover at night. And then we get done at 9 o'clock that night, you know, and then the guy says, "Oh, that was a long day." I said, "Well, I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. tomorrow too," you know, and it's that other side of the business that the athletic directors put in that, you know, people that just come to events that only see that individual in that moment. They don't see the other things that these folks do. They don't see athletic directors taking money out of their pocket to get some kids some wow. food along the way,
wow. or,
you know, and, you know, and that's what, but those things just should happen organically within a school. Nobody's looking for celebrations around those things, but, you know, it's just not showing up on Friday night at the game. There's much more to it than that.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us here in the high school, because that's another thing that's huge. People don't. Well, that's why I think, you know, what you do is so important, and why you are who you are, is you take the time out to talk to the people, talk to the students, talk to the parents, talk to us folks here on the radio show about what you do and how important you are to our young people. Because some people didn't understand that your organization is encouraging our young people, your organization is keeping our young people safe so they can have an awesome future. And man, that is huge. I'm a grandfather, man. I'm a grandpa.
So am I. So am I, yeah.
Man, and that is so huge to what you're doing. And I just take my hat off to you, man. I just talk to you just like that. I take my hat off to you. If I saw you in public, I'd give you a big old grandpa hug.
Well, I'm sure when you see me sometime, make sure we need to cross paths, shake hands, and look each other in the eye.
We sure will.
It will be good. Emerson, one thing before I jump off here, I listened to your little promo coming in there, and I love the thing that you celebrate yourself as a staunch advocate for kids of all backgrounds.
Yeah.
And stay focused on that, man. That's so important.
Oh, my
so
niece,
important.
Thank you very much. These young folks keep me young, and you already know something about that.
Yeah, I do. I do.
These young scholars, man, they, oh man, my juices be joined. I'm just, man, they keep me young, and I love seeing them. I'll be out in the shopping center sometimes, you know, and they walk up to you. Hey, Mr. Allen, here's my kid. Here's my wife. I said, wow. man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you keep doing what you're doing, Commissioner, and we'll support you here on this level. And our young folks are in good hands for another 50 years.
Hey, it won't be me, but I'll be among them somewhere.
All right, we got a thing here on the show. Anytime anytime we're doing something, and you can do this, it'd be kind of cool. We got a thing called Bum Rush the Show. Anytime I'm doing a show, I don't care what the topic is, if you got something going on and you show up on my phone line or you show up at my window, I'm putting you on for a good 5 minutes. We're going to talk about what you want to talk about. That's called Bum Rushing my show. You got to invite the Bum Rush Show anytime you want.
I appreciate that, Emerson. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Well, thank you.
You never know. I'll probably take you up on
it. You know what? I think you will. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for your time. Mr. Easterling. Thank your sister for setting this up. Yeah.
Yes. Thanks.
Hey, Jason does a great job for us.
He does. You mentioned Jason Willie. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. We always appreciate him. And he was so good to us at State this year, as he always is. We're always fortunate to be there. But that was a great show downtown that you guys put on for the State Finals this year for basketball.
Oh, my, College Coach Rowe, and we had a little music entertainment also this year. It was pretty cool.
All right. Thank you, sir, and you have an awesome day, sir.
Woo! All right, you guys too.
All right. Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. I mean, that was you know, that's a big wig. As Willie Frank Middlebrook would say, that was a mucking muck.
He's choked up.
Wow.
That's a very important person.
Yeah.
The commissioner is. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I'm not making this up. That's a very important person. And you think about our young people and the things that they go through on the high school level and the education, and they're trying to be proficient in their skill, but they also got to be proficient in that classroom.
Well, I think I've been around in this job now, 24 years at Ben Davis, 26 overall. This is the fourth commissioner that I think, if I've done my math right, the fourth commissioner that has been the IHSAA. We dealt directly with Commissioner Ress, mm-hmm. and Commissioner Cox, and now Commissioner Neidig.
Yeah.
And, you know, Commissioner Neidig, I think, does a great job putting himself out there for interviews. So we thank him very much for coming on the show because, like we said, the IHSAA gets blamed for a lot of things. Yeah. It gets a lot of criticism that sometimes is unwarranted,
right?
Because there's stuff they don't. I mean, you think 407 schools in the state, and
the number of students.
Well, the number of students that they serve, and their names on every athletic event for IHSA schools. So you figure, you know, you go to some school, the PA announcer's acting like an idiot. The IHSA, oh, why doesn't the IHSA?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, gosh, how many miles did he say he put on the car?
Right.
Getting around.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing. The IHSA is that kind of umbrella organization that gets a lot of flack for sometimes things it can't control. Mm. Now, you mentioned transfer rules and stuff like that. I do think there are issues there, but
that hit me personally on that one because I would just say, you know, I'll say it. My grandson, because he was playing basketball here at Ben Davis when he went to another school. Then he went to another school, and this is me talking. He should have stayed at Ben Davis, and I'll just put it out there.
Yeah.
And it's something about staying somewhere, learning the system, learning the teachers, learning the coaches, let them get the chance to know you, just developing some stock and a good reputation, and you'll work your way into some playing time.
But,
you know,
even then, sometimes when they get criticized for transfers and things, it's like, well, this kid is here. And that's not, well, did anybody, because the IHSAA, I don't think, sits around and actively looks for these things. Somebody has to bring it up to them and provide evidence, and then it goes from there. So I think that they get a lot of unwarranted criticism, and I defend them where I think they need to be defended, and I do speak up when I think they've done something wrong too. But Commissioner Knighty treats us with the same respect.
Yeah, so. And I like that. I like that. You know, I mean, when you said, when you talked about how he meets people where they are, and I can feel that. I mean, it's 7:30 in the morning, Mr. Eastern. You got the commissioner of the ISHA on the radio.
ISHA?
I'm all messed up. ISHAA.
You had to make it.
Did I get it right there, Tony?
Okay, let's go one by one.
I-H-S. I'm going to read it.
Indiana High School.
I-H-S-A-A.
Athletic Association.
I-H-S-A-A.
What were you going to say, Max? I interrupted you, I think.
I was just fixing Emerson. That takes some time, though.
It takes a while.
I-H-S-A-A.
Yeah. But, you know, while you were outside, he said he was going to be spending the day with other statewide organization folks.
More acronyms?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like there's the IHSA.
I think that's
which
Iowa.
Which is Iowa or Illinois. And
that's
I
not
mean,
like
there's,
me talking now.
You know, there's like the Hawaii one. Hawaii. There's Alaska. Boy, I'll tell you one time, I know we're running way over, but welcome to the club. I was watching. I just happened to be here late one time, and I was on YouTube, and there was the Alaska High School basketball tournament was going, and it was. I still remember the two teams that were playing, Juneau versus Ketchikan. Playing each other, and they said, because I started chatting with the people that were chatting in the chat box, and they said that they had to take a ferry to get to the game.
Oh wow!
Because there was no right because there it was in the, yeah they had to take
water,
a ferry.
Wow!
Yeah. No,
so
I understand.
So I mean, maybe we shouldn't complain about the bus.
Oh
sometimes.
Yeah,
they had to take a ferry to get to the game.
Man, that'd be kind of cool though.
Yeah, and not like a ferry with a wand. Or
I knew that one.
Yeah,
so say wow.
Like an actual ferry over water.
Water.
Yeah,
wow.
So maybe things aren't so bad.
IHSAA.
Yes, the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
Don't get old, Mr.
Or as they used to say when I was little, the IHSAA. They used to say it. You remember that?
Yeah.
They
like the NCAA.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, NCAAP. No, that's just AA. AA batteries? Nah, never mind. Anyway. But the purpose of the organization, it's an awesome purpose, man, to encourage our young people, man, and support our young people. And I like when he said the last guy on the last seat on the bench.
How I'm not looking at you, Max.
Not looking at Max.
Oh, no, that was me. But
I didn't make it to the bench. You know, I didn't play any sports, and I was always going to work. But that last guy on the bench, how he was, he was that important. That is really kind of cool. Mr. Easter, good job, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, but I will say.
Thanks again to Jason Willie.
Yeah.
The IHSA.
Push the magic button on that. And also,
by the way, this is WBDG FMHD1 Indianapolis.
We always miss that, though. We miss that sometimes.
We play it afterwards.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we're gonna
get, I got
figured
you.
I'm your FCC. We were way over, though. So.
The AAA. But no, Mr. Easter, push Max button, Mr. Easter.
Because
when we started out the show, 2003, we have been switching hats as far as bringing on guests and. For the last couple of years, Mr. Easter's been playing the scouting coach.
Well, because you've been busy.
Bringing on the guests and pushing back the button. He's been doing some heavy hitters, man. You've been doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Got the commissioner, man. I'm going to say it again before I get in trouble. Of the IHSAA commissioner.
Now, you say that, and I've totally forgotten who's next week.
Oh, that's my job.
We do have a guest.
Is it recorder? Not the recorder.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, no, she's the 12th.
Okay. I thought the 12th was still open. I don't know.
The 12th is now closed. That'll be the Marion County recorder. I know the 5th is Ben Davis debate.
Debate.
But I cannot for the life of me remember what the 29th is.
Not an argument.
Is.
It's going to be a debate. Those kids are fun.
So it will be something.
I enjoyed the debate class. I have a lot of fun with them every single year.
You going to get into the debate with them this time?
I get in an argument, man. No, and they just shut me down with their skill. No, we don't. No, they're fun.
Yeah.
No, we don't get in an argument. We just debate.
It's debatable.
Debate.
Oh,
I mean, one time we did, when I was, no, we were over, but BDTV, when we did Clubbing with Mr. Allen, we did a segment.
We'll edit all this out. Nobody.
We go into, they'd be on the cutting room floor. Then you have the, we did a skit or in Clubbing with Mr. Allen about the debate club. And then we had one of the students sitting outside the door of the principal. And then the cut was right to him, said, "This is not the time for a debate," and walked into the principal's office. You didn't get it, did you, Max?
I understand.
If you're sitting outside the principal's office and you got in trouble, is that time for debate to go in there and debate with the principal?
It depends if you're in the student's perspective or not. I don't think it's the time to debate,
Max, I'm calling your parents. You're going to be in the detention hall. Why me? I got my man in the corner.
I mean, it depends. What am I in for, and did I do it?
Wait a minute. If you get sent to the principal's office.
What did I do, and did I do it?
You definitely got caught, and you definitely did whatever it was. And you got sent to principal's office.
Oh, well, then there's no debate.
There you go.
But
Max will be in detention hall. So.
Of course, I don't have it on my phone. The school talk thing, so yeah. I'm going to look it up there.
We'll figure.
It's going to bother me. Oh, I know where it is.
We'll find out next week as well.
Big
brain move. I'm going to find it before we go. We've already run over this far. So you know.
I'll be out of town in July. Y'all care? July 15th.
We won't be back till.
Yeah. So you don't.
Well, where are you going to be though? I care.
You care? I'm going to be in Detroit.
Nice. What you doing there?
Family reunion.
Nice.
Hey. Yeah. Always good to have family reunion. Yeah.
Then I might be. Then Black Expo's that weekend also.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to be on the stage of the health fair, talking about prostate cancer awareness.
How about that?
That's going to be interesting. A 20 minute speak.
He's Mr. Big Time now.
On prostate cancer
awareness. Don't forget about us.
I need an Uber driver. I won't forget
about
you.
Oh, there we go. I should have known better. It is the Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center International Festival.
Whoa!
That is our show next week.
They're going to bring us some food? Oh, it's not a restaurant.
No. But it is back this year because they've had, I think, 3 years off.
Oh.
So that's pretty cool to have them back now.
That's cool.
So the Lyndhurst International Festival is our guest next week. I think they did it last year, but it was scaled down. I don't know. We'll talk to them next week. Yep. So it's always good to have those folks on. We've had them on before. And it's good. A lot of this stuff's getting back to normal. Oh,
yep.
One thing that didn't make the big board we should definitely talk about before we go here as we're coming up on 45 minutes on the show.
It's fine.
The Ben Davis Lions Club is having their pancake and sausage breakfast tomorrow morning, 8 to 11 a.m. over at Ben Davis University High School. We have from time to time done remote broadcasts from these, but they have the secret pancake recipe that has been handed down for generations within the Ben Davis Lions Club. But check that out tomorrow if you're out and about, the Ben Davis Lions Club pancake and sausage breakfast.
Hate missing that. I got to work on Saturday. Hate missing that. I'm calling in sick. Oh.
Wow. Well, this one's definitely on the cutting room floor now.
We're going to edit that out.
Emerson don't have a job anymore.
And Briefings with Butts, will be out at 1 p.m. today. There's a really good interview with the valedictorian of Ben Davis University High School. I think it's Fresa Martinez is her name.
Yeah.
But she tells a really good story because when she came to the United States, she knew no English.
Wow.
And here she is, like 7 years later, is going to be the valedictorian at BDU.
Probably speaking better than I do, and I was born here.
And then I think next week he has Ben Davis High School's valedictorian next week.
Dr. Buss is just one cool dude.
He is.
I mean, he is. I don't say it because he's a superintendent. He just is one cool dude. He's been that way a long time. Pretty cool. He's been pretty cool. Yeah. He's a lot of fun, too. Yeah, he is. Yeah. I know he enjoys what he's doing, and we enjoy having him here as a superintendent for Wayne Township. Let's get you guys out here. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What to give? You know, one day I'm going to have Max read this. and see how Max treats this. But anyway, what you give up, what you're going to be giving up. Just remember, your future is in the hands of one of your hangers. Okay, be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, copy the superintendent. Copy the commissioner.
Copy the commissioner.
You know, you can do all that.
Because he has the best radio voice, too.
He does have the radio.
The radio voice.
You know? That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
He does. So you just copy him. You can't go wrong. I bet he don't sag either.
No.
So be a man, pull up your pants. And Dr. Butts got a lot to say about that, too. So.
Be a hip surgeon.
Yes.
There you go.
The views expressed on school.net, the views of MC and Wayne Township, Bendis High School, Giant 90.9, the views of me and my guest. So next week, I will have the Lynn Hurst,
7th and 8th grade center,
on the big show. And if I don't get fired from my job, I'll be back.
Just don't park in construction zone.
Yeah, be careful where you park your car. Listen, they were nice guys. You know, they didn't put hook on it and just tow it away. You know, I said, I missed her out. I need to move your car because a big old truck's going to take it out. Oh, well. Bye.